Welcome to another day. You're listening to Healing Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Antonia Martinez with HealingSpirit.com in New York City. What we're talking about today is something very important, important to anyone out there who desires a better world and who desires to be a part of the process that will create such a world. For every teacher, for every motivator, every healer, metaphysician, every spiritual futurist, today's show is for you. Because we're going to be talking about how to create a new beginning. We're going to be talking about changing times. And we're going to talk about the spiritual necessities that need to be addressed in order to make that happen. So grab your notebooks and your pens, because today's show is going to be something that you won't want to forget. And if changing the world is something that is near and dear to your heart, today's show is something that you'll definitely want to share. It's no secret that we are in the midst of changing times. The world is changing. Climate is changing. Politics are changing. Standards are changing. A whole bunch of things are changing. Change is constant, and change is cyclical. And we have reached a point in our cycle of change where things have become accelerated. Things are starting to heat up on this planet in more ways than one. But change and acceleration happen according to the nature of the energy behind those changes. And the nature of the energy is influenced by the collective consciousness that put that energy out there in the first place. So if there's anything that needs to change in changing times, it's collective consciousness. And when I say change, I don't mean change like the way they change my rent every year by adding more money on top of the money I was paying the year before, because that is not change. That's a variation on a theme. No, what we need is a shift, and one profound enough that we are able to create in collective consciousness a new beginning. Cycles start and cycles end. That's what cycles do. But unless something profound enough happens in between, the same cycle starts again. So that's where we as metaphysicians, as energy workers, as spiritual futurists come in, because we, because of what we understand, have the ability to see the energy behind the changes that are happening. We have the ability to see what's going on in the collective consciousness that's driving this energy. And so we have the opportunity to recognize what needs to happen in collective consciousness in order for us to move the energy in another direction. So, in order for us to successfully create a new beginning, and understand that creating a new beginning is a process, not an event, there are seven spiritual necessities that need to be addressed and collective consciousness. And the first necessity is a return to the basic spiritual fundamentals. 1 + 1 = 2. I know that does not sound sexy, but for those who don't know it, they can't do the spiritual math, and they end up shortchanging themselves and those around them because they don't have a grasp of the fundamentals. These days, a lot of meaning behind what's being taught out there has gotten lost in marketing copy. And we really need to revive the basic message, the basic teachings. Because fundamentals, they transcend any particular spiritual path or any particular religion.
I recall watching this program called Wife Swap. It's a reality show. I think it still comes on. And in this show, you have two families, and they swap mothers. And of course, for maximum drama, the families are always polar opposites. So this particular episode that I saw, one family meditated and did Tai Chi and yoga, and they practiced Feng Shui, while the other family wasn't spiritual or religious in any way. They were always yelling at each other. So at some point during the show, they kind of have this candid aside with one of the teenage girls from the screaming, yelling family. And she was about 14 or so. And she's very annoyed with this new mother. And she's like, you won't believe what she has us doing. She has us doing this feng shui stuff, and we have to do yoga and stretching, and she has this breathing in the morning. I mean, who breathes? And I said to myself, wow, is that where we are? You know, so when I say that we need to return to the basics, I really mean we need to return to the basics.
The fundamentals are the building blocks of a new beginning. If you look at planet Earth, there are thousands, millions of life forms on this planet. You have mammals, you have fish in the sea, you have birds, you have plants. But all of these life forms use the same building blocks to take form. And each one of us takes those building blocks and sequences them in a different way. But if you recognize the plentifulness of life that comes from those basic building blocks of DNA, then you understand the power of returning to the spiritual basics as well. The second spiritual necessity is a change in core values, the most important of which are love and peace. And not love and peace as a concept, but love and peace as a real value. A value meaning that when people wake up in the morning, they're thinking about how they're going to create more inner and outer peace that day. When they're making decisions, they're thinking about how to preserve the peace they've already managed to create. When they're thinking about love, they're not just saying words like, oh yes, I love my neighbors. They can give you names, and they can tell you most recently what they've done to nurture those neighbors. Peace and love as a value means that we treasure demonstrating that in everyday experience. And that's something that needs to be instilled in collective consciousness, because you can tell what is valued by what manifests in abundance in our collective reality. So as a metaphysician, as energy workers, as spiritual futurists, determining those core values, love, peace, and whatever else you see that needs to be instilled. The third necessity is redefining your service. And that does not necessarily mean redefining the specific work that you do, but rather re-examining the service in which you perform that work. Is what you're doing, or is the way that you're doing it, serving the creation of a new beginning? Is it serving the dream of God, or is it serving the demand for a quick fix? I remember seeing this commercial for a diet pill, and so there's a woman speaking, and she says, "You don't have to change anything about your life. All you have to do is take this pill." And she holds up the bottle of the diet pills. And I thought, wow, what a message that's sending on the metaphysical level, not just the marketing message that it was sending. But I'm starting to see the same thing in spiritual circles as well. You don't have to be conscious of anything. You don't have to be aware of anything. All you have to do is use this device. Or all you have to do is learn this special technique in my expensive 8-week course. And if that doesn't work, you can learn the intermediate technique in the next 8-week course. And if that doesn't help you, then you can take the advanced course, after which you really won't care about your original problem because you would have spent so much money taking all these courses. So in redefining your service, consider how what you're doing or how you're doing it will awaken the dream of God in those that you serve. The fourth necessity is to nurture a new awareness. There's a difference, for example, in teaching people how to go green or recycle or eat organic food. And it's something completely different to nurture in those people a connection with the earth. Because recycling will bring about great change. But a connection with our planet will help to create a new beginning. So in your work, ask yourself, what new awareness do you desire to awaken in collective consciousness? And ask yourself how you will nurture that in your congregation, in your clients, in society, in collective consciousness as a whole. The fifth necessity is to activate the new potential on an energetic level. Because with new awareness comes new possibilities. And everything is possible in potential. But if your battery is not charged, you're not going to play anything. You're not going to run anything. You're not going to drive anything. You're not going to set anything into motion. So in our work, we need to be able to charge the energy, the consciousness, the intention of those that we're serving. So what are you planning? What are you teaching? What are you going to spark to help entrain consciousness to rise to the occasion, to rise to meet the new awareness? The sixth necessity is to set a new creative focus. In energy healing, for example, I do a lot of shamanic healing work and some other energy work, but a person may come to me with the hope or expectation of fixing some problem or some ailment. But when I'm working on them, my creative focus is to establish balance wherever it's needed. Because
wherever there is balance, there will automatically be healing. And from that healing, growth will emerge.
So I don't need to concentrate on fixing their problem or fixing whatever ailment they perceive that they have. And so in our work of creating a new beginning, it's important for us to take a look at where and how we need to create balance in collective consciousness. And whatever it is we determine that to be, that becomes our creative focus. And last but not least, the seventh spiritual necessity is to weave the new dream. Life is a tapestry, but I don't know of any tapestry that can weave itself. And life is too big a tapestry for any of us to weave alone. We need to weave the dream together. I personally would love to weave a dream, to weave a tapestry that could benefit the world for the next 10,000 years or more. And maybe not everyone wants to do that, but I'm sure I'm not the only one. And whoever else is out there that holds that same intention, that has that same dream, I want to know who you are. Because we need to support each other. We need to nurture each other. Where possible and appropriate, we should collaborate with each other. So if you are one of those people who wants to weave such a dream,
contact me. Go to the website at healingspirit.com. Get on the mailing list or send me an email.
And remember this. If you understand about cycles, if you understand about reincarnation, understand that this dream, this new beginning that we are trying to weave, that could benefit the world for the next 10,000 years or more. We're not just weaving that dream for somebody else. If we don't make it out of the cycle this time, we're weaving that dream for ourselves. So think about that when you're deciding how best to be of service to the world. Think about how you could best be of service to yourself. Because I guess when you come down to it, as metaphysicians, our primary role always is the transformation, the evolution of ourselves. It's the ability and the responsibility to start each moment with a new beginning.
And so we come to the end of our show at Healing Spirit Radio, which simply means that we have arrived at a new beginning. Do stop by the website at healingspirit.com and join our mailing list. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Antonio Martinez, wishing you true peace and love, and that you be blessed with the beauty of the day. Remember always, when you change your energy, you change your life, but when you heal your life, you live your destiny.